Welcome back to the 100 Languages Podcast, brought to you from Mr. Hodge's first grade class here at Creekview Elementary School. With the change in the temperature and the pollen count on the rise, the attention in our classroom has moved from Canada to an investigation of weather. One thing that the children enjoy at the beginning of a project is the creation of a KWL chart. We use these charts to help guide the discussions inside of our classroom. If it is listed under the K, or what we know, then we build our learning around this information. Some of the things that the children in my class know about weather are:
when the cold and warm weather comes together, it forms into a tornado.
Lightning is dangerous.
It is hard to see in the fog.
Air makes lots of wind.
Four seasons are winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Lightning is formed by gray clouds that come out of the sky. Lightning is always very loud.
Sunny means you can play outside.
When it is winter, it gets cold.
A tornado can destroy a whole city.
After discussing what we know about weather, the children then helped me plan the following week's curriculum by posing questions that they would like to investigate. This section makes up the W of the KWL chart, or the What We Want to Know section. Here are the things that my students are interested in this year about weather.
Where does fog come from?
How does water get in clouds?
What is thunder?
What is a hurricane?
What kinds of clouds are there?
How does water go so high?
What is a tsunami?
Why is lightning faster than thunder?
Using this method to plan instruction helps involve my children in their own learning and motivates them to give 100% of themselves to the work that they do inside and out of our classroom. I too am excited about the weather investigation over the next couple of weeks, because instead of diving into my filing cabinet for dittos and repeating what was done last year, I get to experience the excitement that comes with a curriculum that is centered around the children and the theories that they have about the air that surrounds them. So thank you once again for lending us your ear. This has been a presentation of the 100 Languages Podcast, brought to you from Mr. Hodge's first grade classroom. Please visit us on the web at www.creekview.org and follow the links to first grade, then Hodge, to find our webpage. I would also like to thank
the great Charles Mingus with the song Better Get Hit in Your Soul off of the album A-Hum
for providing the music this time around. Thank you for listening, and you will hear from us soon.